We're about to do something. We're going to combine pirates and guns like the olden days. This is Lisa Lanier. She's our attorney. Lisa?
Hey, how's it going?
Everybody is shocked to find out that there is no law in North Carolina that prohibits a man or a woman that has not been... Okay, if you go to jail... You're not supposed to, and afterwards you go to prison, you're not supposed to have a gun, period. But let's say Correct. We have a law-abiding citizen that has never been in prison, never been in trouble, and...
She just happens to be dressed like a pirate.
You know, yeah, but she has a gun, her sidearm, everybody can see it, it's displayed prominently. Nothing against the law with that, right?
It's not. It is not per se against the law. There's a situation where the owner of a premises may prohibit guns on the premises, and that is allowed. And she can't go on certain properties, you know, government properties, parks, schools. There are a lot of restrictions to it.
Yeah.
But typically the idea is that if you have an openly displayed weapon,
yeah,
that it is typically not prohibited. And sometimes, you know, because people get all freaked out with all the crazy shooting stuff that's going on. So what will happen sometimes is you'll get accosted by the police anyway. And sometimes there will be a question, if it's a handgun, about was it properly purchased. And that can result in some issues. It's different if it's a shotgun or a rifle, because you can pretty much get those anywhere.
Yeah.
But if it's a handgun, you can get into some issues where they'll start to question other things.
But what if it's properly purchased in the honest way, getting the permit and all that?
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to display that. The idea is you can't conceal it.
Right.
But you're supposed to be able to display it, with the exception of places where alcohol is served and some things like that.
Perfect. Yeah. Now,
what if it's on loan?
Like, well,
he loaned it to her.
You know, I think you can, and I'm not positive about this, but I think someone can gift it to you, you know, and not know where it came from, that sort of thing. That's kind of what you're talking about, probably.
Let's say that.
Yeah. If it's borrowed or loaned or gifted or something, then I don't think you're going to run afoul of how did you purchase it.
Right.
But, and you have to be careful, because the owner of the premises can say, you know, no one can come on these premises carrying a gun.
But can't they say, they just ask you to leave?
Right. They would ask you to leave. You wouldn't be committing a crime if you unknowingly went to a place. And the owner of a premises can say no guns, period. They can say no concealed guns. You know, I mean, they have the right to control who comes onto their premises, and they can have you eject.
Even if she's dressed as a pirate, wouldn't that be like piratism or something?
It might be. You know, I don't think that's a protected class, really. But,
right. Lisa, before we leave, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Give us your best. Go ahead.
Arr.
Okay. That's all right. It's a good thing you're an attorney. All right.
An R attorney.
Thank you, Lisa.
She's an R attorney.
All right, baby. All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, bye.